Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
We are like rooms. Warm. Comfortable. Bright. Fun. Full of love. Empty. Cold. Forsaken. Unwanted. But even in the most devastated room, God can be born. Jesus isn't afraid of your brokenness. That's what he came to restore. Which leaves one question. Will you let him in?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever received a gift so meaningful, so full of love, that it left you speechless? Well, today we're talking about the greatest gift ever given. God's love gift to the world, Jesus Christ. We'll explore John chapter 3 verse 16, a verse many of us know, but one that carries a depth of love we sometimes overlook. So find a quiet moment. Prepare your heart to receive from God and let's journey together to uncover what this gift means for our lives today. Again, the topic is God's love gift to the world. And our Bible text is from John chapter 3 verse 16.
John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Let me start with this story. Years ago, a young boy named Daniel saved up for months to buy his mom a Christmas gift. She had been his rock, always sacrificing so much to ensure he had what he needed. On Christmas morning, he handed her a small box, wrapped clumsily with tape and paper. Inside was a simple bracelet engraved with the words, "My everything." As she opened it, tears streamed down her face. The gift wasn't just about the bracelet. It was about the love behind it, a love that said, "You mean the world to me." Now, let me ask you, what's the greatest gift you've ever received? Think about it for a moment. What made it so special? Was it the cost, the thought, or the love behind it? Today, we're talking about the greatest gift ever given, God's love gift to the world, Jesus. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Let that sink in for a moment. God's love for you and me moved him to give us his very best, his Son, Jesus. Why? Because he didn't want anyone to be separated from him. He wanted us to experience life, freedom, and a relationship with him. Have you ever thought about what it cost God to send Jesus? Imagine giving up someone you deeply love for people who might not even appreciate the sacrifice. That's what God did. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 reminds us, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The Christmas story is all about this love. The angel told Mary, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." Luke chapter 1 verse 31. This wasn't just any child. This was Emmanuel, God with us. From the manger in Bethlehem to the cross at Calvary, Jesus was and is the ultimate proof of God's unwavering love. But here's a question for you. How often do we pause to really receive this gift? It's one thing to know about God's love, but it's another to embrace it fully. Christmas reminds us of God's faithfulness. Isaiah prophesied about Jesus hundreds of years before his birth, calling him the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. And God kept his promise. What does that tell us? God is a promise keeper. The same God who sent Jesus to save us will fulfill every promise he's made to you. Do you trust him with your life, your dreams, and even your challenges? Here's the beautiful thing. God's gift wasn't just about saving us. It's also about inviting us into a close relationship with him. Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 15, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends." God isn't distant. He wants to walk with you, guide you, and be your closest companion. But just like any gift, it requires a response. Have you fully accepted Jesus, not just as Savior but as the center of your life? Reflection time. Take time to reflect on these things. How does the Christmas story remind you of God's love for you personally? Are there areas in your life where you've struggled to trust God's promises? What would it look like to embrace God's love gift more fully this season? Take a moment to reflect on these questions. And as you go through this day, remember this. Jesus is proof that you are deeply loved. You matter to God. Let's close with this thought. Christmas isn't just about gifts, carols, or lights. It's about the ultimate love story. The Creator stepping into creation to rescue and restore us. This season, may the gift of Jesus fill your heart with hope, joy, and a deeper connection to the one who loves you more than you can imagine. Go in God's love today. Remember, you are cherished, and his greatest gift, Jesus, has already given you everything you need. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you next time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the incredible gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave us the ultimate expression of your love. Lord, we are in awe of your sacrifice, your promises, and the invitation you've given us to walk in a deep relationship with you. Today, I pray for every listener. Wherever they are, whatever they're facing, remind them that they are loved, valued, and not alone. May the truth of John chapter 3 verse 16 settle in their hearts, bringing peace, joy, and renewed hope. As they go through their day, strengthen them with your presence. Let the love of Jesus shine through them so they can be a light to others. Lord, guide their steps, calm their fears, and help them trust in your promises. We ask all these in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Obadiah chapter 1, and for the evening, Revelation chapter 8. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.